We are going to talk about holy food. Holy food. When you think about holy food, what do you think about? See's candy? lemon meringue pie? Cheesecake? With toppings of all sorts on it? Think about key lime pie. My mother's favorite cake was German chocolate cake. She loved German chocolate cake. And she loved pecan pie. Mm-hmm. These things we think about as wonderful foods are just delicious and delightful. But we're not going to talk about that kind of delightful food. We're going to talk about holy food from the Word of God. In the 28th verse of Exodus, the 29th chapter, we're studying Exodus from the Hebrew language, Hebrew reading and research from the book of Wi'elei Shemot. Let's look at this holy food that the Bible talks about. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons as their due portion. Exodus 29, verse 28. From the Israelites perpetually an offering from the Israelites of their peace and thanksgiving of sacrifices, their offerings to the Lord. The holy garments of Aaron shall pass to his descendants who succeeded him to be anointed in them and to be consecrated and ordained in them. Now the priest of Israel were to be holy, set aside, separate, set apart from all the other people. The priests, when they went into service, now they didn't go into service real often. They'd work for a week or a month or whatever, different times. But they, while they were in service as a priest, they washed and bathed and made their bodies holy, set apart. Their clothing upon them was holy. Their thoughts were to be holy. Their behavior was supposed to be holy. And what they ate, everything that went upon them and in them was holy. Everything that went upon them or in them was holy. When they were serving as priests, they could not eat raisins. They could not eat raisin cakes. They could not drink wine. They could not touch their wives sexually or affectionately. They were set aside for that period of time. They were to have their minds on the Lord. Now, fasting. How many of you ever fasted on purpose? Marilyn, I don't think you could fast, could you? Not very well. You have to, when you have those colon things and all that, you have to go without food for a certain period of time. And it's not easy, is it? You like to eat. When I met you, you were a skinny little girl. Hardly even had an appetite. When we think about fasting is people that fast to get their bodies under control, to control their appetite. They fast. Sometimes people fast so long that they die. A lot of people in religious societies fast so many times a day. The Muslims, they say, we fast for the whole month of Ramadan. Lie, lie, lie. They don't fast for the whole month of Ramadan. They eat. Their food bills go up higher than any other time. But the only thing about it is, you know how they throw the curb at you? They said, we fast for a month. They don't eat in daylight. They eat after dark. And they have these wonderful, sumptuous banquets after dark. They don't eat in the daytime. people that do fast, fast to gain control over their appetite and over their absolute being. Now, when a priest went into service, he fasted from all worldly pleasures, so to speak. Now, it's not sinful to drink wine if you don't drink it and get drunk every day. Jesus drank wine. All the apostles drank wine. That's what they drank. That was their beverage. To become an alcoholic or drink wine every day, to just fall asleep every night drunk, as I saw my uncles and some of my aunts do, Indian, drunk Indians, that is wrong. But the priests did not drink wine during their service. The holy garments of Aaron shall pass to his descendants and succeed him to be anointed in them and to be consecrated and ordained in them. Consecrated and ordained. Consecration, the act of consecration, this act of holy food and holy clothing was all to show that these men were representatives of God. And that son who is the high priest in his place shall put them on each day for 7 days when he goes into the tent of the meeting to minister in the holy place. 7 days. Seven means completion. The word Sabbath means complete. The week is complete. Verse number 31, and you shall take the ram of the consecration and ordination and boil its flesh in a holy and set apart place. They were supposed to cook in a holy and set apart place. Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread in the basket at the door of the tent of meeting. In other words, the holy bread, the presence bread. And they shall eat those things which atonement was made to ordain them and consecrate them. But a stranger, a layman, shall not eat of them because they are holy, holy food. Remember when David came to the priest and asked for bread or whatever they could get? And he said, all we have is a presence bread. All we have is a show bread. Mm-hmm. Have your men kept themselves from women. See? Are they set apart? Are they holy? Are they set apart? He said, yes. We haven't been with our women. And so they ate it. Not eating them because they are holy and set apart for the worship of God. Verse number 34 now. And if any of the flesh or bread for the ordination remain until morning, you shall burn it with fire. No one else must eat it. It shall not be eaten because it is holy and set apart for the worship of God. Holy food. Now, the word altar means what? The place of sacrifice. The altar means the place of sacrifice. Now, I want to go into the New Testament for just a moment now. Jesus Christ was taking the Passover supper with his disciples. And he was going to change the Passover supper from a family ordination unto a church function. They took the bread and they took the wine and they drank it. And they ate the bitter herbs and they ate all the different things, lamb and not a bone of it shall be broken, etc., etc. Because it all typified Jesus Christ in the anyway. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the true bread that came down out of heaven. I am the true water of life. I am the rock of Israel. Now, today, the place of sacrifices in God's churches is the Lord's Supper. That's a place, that's an altar of sacrifice, people. They have an altar in churches a lot of times, and whether people realize it or not, that altar is a place of sacrifice. The altar is a place of sacrifice. Usually a church sets aside an altar in front, below where the minister preaches, gives the messages. And down there, people come sometimes, occasionally, and accept Jesus Christ as Savior, repent of their sins, and call upon Him to save their soul. That's a place of sacrifice. That's a place of sacrifice. When we take the Lord's Supper as a church, as Discover the Word Missionary Baptist Church, that is an altar of sacrifice. We take the bread, and we drink the wine. We take this fruit of the vine, and we take the bread, and it typifies the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for our lives. Other people outside of salvation should not take that at all. Because what is it? They haven't accepted the sacrifice yet. They have no business taking the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper is a local church ordinance. You should be a member of the church where you are that you take the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, originally, they had one loaf of bread. One loaf of bread stood for Jesus gave His all, and it also stood for the one united body. And you break it up, individual pieces, and you give it to the members of that body. And you eat that bread in remembrance of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for you. Mm-hmm. Not for the neighbor out there that doesn't know Him, not for whoever else. You remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. It's holy food. It's holy food. And when you drink the Genematos tape, Amplu, the fruit of the vine or the wine, you remember His blood, the sacrificial blood that He gave to you, gave for you on the cross of Calvary. Holy food. Holy food. Now let's go back, and I want to read this message from the Hebrew Bible. 28 or 29 of verse 8. We Hayah, Li Aharon, Yu Li Varna, Vana, Lichok, Olam, Meth, Benay, Yisrael, Ki, Terunah, Hu, Yuthi, Ru, Ma, Yiyeth, Mieth, Benay, Yisrael, Miz, Vike, Mizbekei, Shalamihim, Terumatham, Lehadavar. And you shall have become, look at that word, third person masculine singular kalvah consecutive perfect, that word, we hayah. Li Aharon, for Aaron. Now we have the little preposition, that lameth in the front of that. That's a preposition, page 515. For Aaron. And you shall have begun for Aaron, Uli Bana, and for his sons. The word son there, it means according to a pattern, remember? And here we have a conjunction, we have a preposition, and then we have the word sons. And you, le, preposition, and the conjunction 253, preposition 515, and his sons, page 120. And his sons is in the genitive plural, the case of possession, the sons belonging to him. Lichok. Lichok there, the preposition on the front of that is for a statute, for something prescribed, for an edict. Page 349. Olam. Olam is Remember what olam means? It's like eis tonion in Greek. Olam means never ending long duration. That means forever. 762, olam. Miet. Now we have a preposition on from that, man. And then et is the sign of the direct object. And it says, and here you just translate it from. From with an idea of power, force going that way. For or from the sons, b'nei, sons. Page 120 of Yisrael. That means to contend with God. Yisrael means to contend or wrestle with God. Page 975. And then key. Four. Page 471 to 73. That K there. That's kind of like because or for. And then we have terumah. For a wave offering, a heave offering, something you lift up, an offering that you lift up and wave, like Jesus Christ lifted up and put on the cross of Calvary. And it says, in it, the word hew there, it's a third person pronoun, page 214. And then we have yuthi rumah. And a heave offering, or a wave offering again. Again, you on the front of that is a conjunction. And then thi rumah, a wave or heave offering. Yeah. Again, this is a little to-be verb here. And he shall keep on becoming, third person masculine, the stain of cow and perfect. Mieth. And again, preposition, man, on the front of that et. Man, page 577, and et, page 84. And you just translate from, and then we know force and power is going to B'nai, sons, according to a pattern. Aaron's sons, according to the pattern, like him, and then sons of Yisrael. Page 975. Mezevike. From sacrifices, from slaughters, from things slaughtered. Page 256 to 258. It means things from the altar, the place of slaughter. Mm-hmm. And then Shalah Mehem. The place of slaughter, the sacrificial altar, and the preposition on front of that, page 580. And then Shalah Mehem. Of their peace offerings are, what is shalom really mean? An agreement. God told them how that they could come into personal contact with Him. These are the rules. This is the agreement. Their peace offerings are agreement. And their wave offerings or heave offerings, li hadavar, to Jehovah. Li, preposition 515, and to Jehovah. Page 218 and 19, page 224 and 243. That comes from the to-be verb. Jehovah means he who shall become. Verse 29 now. Yuvigdei, Hagadesh, Asher, Li Aharon, Yeyeh, Bono, Livano, Acharo, Limashisha, Bahim, Ulimal, Le, Vam, Et, Yadam. You big day, and garments, the wrappers, the garments, page 93 and 94, and conjunction on front of that, 253, and then Hagadesh. Hagadesh. Ha in the front of that is the definite article, page 206. And then this word holy. Hagadesh. The holy separate things which, asher, particle relation, for Aaron. Le, preposition for Aharon. Yeah. And they shall keep on becoming, third person masculine, plural, cal, and perfect. They shall keep on becoming Livano to his sons. Preposition, Lameth on the front of that, page 515, and to his sons, Bene, page 120. And this is to his sons. This isn't a genitive plural again. Case of the sons, the sons belonging to Aaron. Acharo, after him. All of the sons that shall propagate after him. Acharo, page 30. And then Mimash Shiha. We have the word here to smear, to anoint. And it is in a cal infinitive construct, page 602 and 643. This is the word Hamashiach comes from, or Messiah, in the English language. Bahim there, that's a preposition, bathed on the front of that page 88. And then him, here we have a preposition with a suffix. And the suffix is third person masculine plural. In them. Yuli male. And to be filled. That's a PL stem. That's a force, the stem, verb stem of action and power. PL infinitive construct. Page 569, page 583. And it has a conjunction on the front of it, page 253. Vom, again, we have a preposition with a suffix. In them. Preposition 88, suffix, third person, masculine, plural. And by the way, if you want to look it under Davidson's analytical Hebrew lexicon, it's on page 88. Et, sign of direct object. And then yadam is hands. Yod is where that comes from. And here is plural. Page 389. Page number 30 now. Shavuot, Yamim, Yebasham, Ha Kohen, Taktao, Mibano, Asher, Yavo, El, Ohel, Moed, La Shareth, Bagadesh, Shavuot, seven Yamim days, 7 days. By the way, seven is on page 98 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and days is page 398. Yebasham, they shall keep on clothing them. Third person masculine plural, cal, imperfect. They shall keep on clothing them. And it's a suffix there, a third person masculine plural on the end of that. That M on there, that's like the word Elohim. Third person masculine plural. Ha Kohen. Kohen means a priest, and it comes from the Arabic word, Kohen. The Kohen there, this Ha there on the front of it, Ha Kohen. Page 206, preposition. Ta-chatal, that almost looks like Choctaw. Ta-chatal. In his place, we got Ta-chatal there. We have a like an adverb or preposition of place here. And it's got third person masculine singular on the front of it. And page 757, Davidson's analytical Greek Hebrew lexicon. Then Mibano. Me on the front of it comes from man, and that's preposition, page 80, page 577. And Bino. That means his sons. The sons of him, genitive plural. Asher, which, a little relative particle here, or particle relation, page 81. And then Yavo. He keeps on coming. Third person masculine singular, cal, imperfect. Comes from Bu. Boo. Page 97 and page 112 in Coder and Bumgardner. 97, Brown Driver Briggs. L, preposition. Unto or into, page 39. It is notating motion. Unto the tent, oh hell. The place of meeting there, 14. And then Moed, the tent, the dwelling place of meeting, page 417 and 18. It comes from, the word Moed there is like the Greek word synagoge, kohel assembly. That means the people. Kohel is the people, and ekklesia is the people. Moed is the place of meeting. Now, Lasharet, to serve, to minister, PL infinitive construct, page 256, 1056, and 1661, from Sharet. Bagadesh, in a holy place, the holy place. When we talk about holy food, we're talking about a holy place. Bagadesh, in the holy place. Preposition 88 on front of that, Kadesh. Separate holy place. Verse number 31 now. With Eyel Hamilalium Tagak Yuvish Shata Et Basarol Bimbagam Gadesh. With we conjunction on the front of that, et sign of direct object. Page 253 and page 84, 81 through 4, and then AL. AL is a ram. Page 18, AL. A ram. And then it does of the ha-mil-im, of the installation, the atonement, the consecration. Page 571. And then Tagak. And you shall keep on taking, second person masculine singular, cal imperfect. That comes from Lecoq, there, page 542 and page 534. You shall keep on taking. Yuvishasta, and you shall have cooked. Second person masculine singular, PL, while consecutive perfect. The word cook there, it means to boil or to cook. Page 143 and 164, and of course the chunk conjunction on the front of it, that U there is page 253. Et, sign of the direct object. Bisaro. Et, action going that way. Bisaro, in its flesh. In its flesh. In its flesh, the flesh of him. That's genitive case. Page 142. Be magom. In the place of standing. The standing place. The standing place holy. Be magom. Preposition 88 in. And this magom there, that is a standing place. Page 880. A standing place holy. Holy Kadesh, page 872. We are called Aharon Yuvano et Basar. Ha'el Wiet Ha'likim Asher Basal Pethia Ohel Moed. We are called. And you shall have eaten. Third person masculine singer. And he shall have eaten. Third person masculine singular, cal, while consecutive, perfect, page 37 through 46. 37, page Brown Driver, page 46, Coleman Bumgardner, and a conjunction on the front of it, page 253. Here we got a conjunction and a verb into one, like shorthand. Aharon, Aaron, Yuvano, and his sons, et, sign of the direct object, ba. Basar, that's flesh. It's like sarx in Greek. Sarx in Greek and basar in Hebrew. John 1:14 says, Kahelogo sarx agenito. And the word, the Jehovah flesh, he became. And the flesh of this ram is a type of the flesh of Jesus Christ. Basar, flesh, page 142. And then ha-ahel, the definite article, page 206. And ram, page 17. Weet, a conjunction and sign of direct object, again. And then ha-lechem, the bread. The word lehem is in there. See that? Bethlehem, the bread. Ha-lehem, bread, 537. Food. Asher, which is, that's a little relative pronoun, a particle of relation, page 81. Masal, in a basket. In a basketball, a beth, preposition, and a basket, page 700. Pithiah, at the door, at the door. Ohel of the what? The dwelling place. A tent is a dwelling place. And Moed, the dwelling place of the meeting, the assembly, the synagogue. Page 418. Verse number 33. We got this one. One more verse to go. Wealkilu, Otham, Asher, Kupar, Bahem, Limale, Et, Yadam, Li Kadesh, Otham, Wizar, Lo, Yokul, Ki Kadesh, Hem. And you shall have eaten, third person, construct plural, well consecutive, cal well consecutive perfect. You shall have eaten, conjunction, on the front of that, page 253, and to eat is akal, page 37 and 46. Otham, these things. This is a sign of direct object with a suffix, third person, plural, masculine. Asher, which particle of relation, page 81. Kuper, he shall have made atonement. The word kafar is in that word. Helosmos in Greek is in that word. He shall have made atonement, third person, master, senior, tuel, perfect. He shall cause to be made atonement, 497 and 493. Kafar, behem. A preposition with a suffix. Preposition, page 88, the suffix is third person, masculine, plural. To fill up. To fill. La male. The preface, or the little lameth on the front of that makes this into an infinitive here. PL infinitive construct. Male is the root of that word, page 569 and page 583. Et, sign of direct object, and yadam, hands of them, hands belonging to them, genitive plural. Likadesh, to make holy, to make separate. To make separate, to sanctify. PL stem, infinitive construct. Page 872 and 1073. Otham, there you have the sign of direct object with a suffix. Third person, masculine, plural. And then it says, Weezer. Weezer. A being and a stranger. Masculine singular cal participle. The one being a stranger or one that doesn't have any part with this. This is a layman. And then not. A little adverb of negation there. Lo. Page 518. You call. He shall keep on eating. Third person, masculine, senior, cal, and perfect. 37 and 46, and it comes from akal. And then, ki, because of, or for, page 471 through 73. Kadesh, holy, separate, apart, page 872. And then Ham, them, these ones. This root is a Chaldee, Ham, page 190, Davidson. The last verse now, page number 34. Weim, Yuathar, Mibisar, Ha Midalim, Umen, Halakim, Ad, Haboker, Wisartha, Wisartha, Et, Hanoth, Hanother, Ba'esh, Lo, Yakal, Ki, Kadesh, Hu. We am. A conjunction. We am and if. We have a conditional particle there, page 49, M. Then, Ye wa there. He shall keep on being, third person master singular nephial, imperative, or imperfect, that is, page 451 and page 451, Miber, from flesh. See that preposition in front of it? That's from man. Page 577, flesh is basar, page 142, like sarx in Greek. Ha Milim. The consolation, the installation, the separating, the setting apart, the anointing. From flesh of the anointing. Page 571. Ha is definite article in front of that. You mean? Here we have a conjunction and a preposition. You, conjunction, page 253, preposition, page 577. And from halakim, the bread. Again, the word lehem is in that word, like Bethlehem. The bread, the food, page 537 and page 206 is the definite article in front of that. Odd. That is a, it denotes action. Until. It denotes action and time. Until, page 523. A preposition of duration. Haboker. The daybreak, the break of day. The word boker there also means cattle. It means to break. Cattle are used as beasts of burden that break the ground up with a plow. The break, Haboker. Page 134 and page 206, definite article, Boker is 134. We sar farte. And you shall have burned. Second person masculine, senior, cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. Page 976 and 1358. Sirach, that is, Sirach. Et, sign of direct object. Page 81 through 4, and then ha no there. The being left over. Being left behind. Masculine singular, nephel, participle. Page 451 and 457. Yatar is where it comes from. Basar, flesh. No, ba'ish, that is. Ba'ish. Ba'ish, that is, in fire. Anything that's left over in fire, you shall burn it in fire. Mm-hmm. Be'esh, ba, preposition, fire, page 78. And then lo, a little adverb of negation, page 518. Yidakal, and he shall keep on being eaten, third person masculine singular, nephel, imperfect, 37 through 46. Whatever is left over, it's holy. You can't, if you don't eat it, you got to burn it up. Mm-hmm. Nobody else can touch it. It's not for anybody else. Because, page 471 through 3, Kadesh, holy, separate, apart, page 873, he is, or it is, page 214. What a story. Holy food.
Yeah.
For holy people, doing a holy job. Holy food for holy people doing a holy job. Our Father, we send this message out. I know that some people are learning some Hebrew from it, but we're learning a lot of theology from it in the meanwhile. And Father, please forgive me where I fail you. And use your word for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.